This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Secretary of Natural Resources for Virginia, Preston Bryan, is our guest, a very good friend of the program. There's really good news from Richmond regarding a refurbished and brand spanking new Museum of Natural History. Actually, not in Richmond, in Martinsville.
It's in Martinsville, yeah. Back in, I'll give you the short history. The Virginia Museum of Natural History is in Martinsville. And it started really as a private institution. It was the Boaz Foundation, B-O-A-Z Foundation, and it started back in 1984. Well, by about late 1980s or perhaps 1990, the legislature decided this is such a fantastic collection, it would be worth having as a state museum. And it was placed, the Boaz collection was already in Martinsville, Henry County, that area, and so we kept it there. And it is a fabulous collection. It's got more, to get an idea, this museum, Virginia Museum of Natural History, has more than 22 million objects in its collection. It is widely regarded as one of the top facilities of its kind anywhere. About 1 million people a year. Again, Virginia is only a state of 7.5 million people, and the museum services about 1 million people a year, either folks going to the museum in Martinsville or through its traveling exhibits. It's a pretty neat place. It's a very neat place. Oh, and the big news is at the end of this month, it has totally been not only refurbished what they have, but expanded, and it's going to be a grand opening at the end of this month. March 31st, it opens to the public, the new facility. It's a new 90,000 square foot facility.
Wow.
$25 million has been put into this thing at least. $15 million has been put into this thing at least. It's going to be a pretty significant weekend at the end of this month.
Well, that's exciting for the folks Southside, because usually when you think of Martinsville, vroom, vroom, you think of NASCAR, you don't think of natural history.
Right. In this place, it is so popular and so grand, and it draws people from North Carolina, all across Virginia, around the world. It's been a significant economic boon for Martinsville, Henry County, that area. And right now, they have a really significant exhibit that's bringing people from around the world. The Virginia Museum of Natural History has on loan very large, very rare Chinese dinosaurs. Or Chinese dinosaur skeletons, I should say. This was a very special and highly negotiated exchange between the Virginia Museum of Natural History and the Chinese government, because these huge, large Chinese dinosaur skeletons rarely leave China. And so it's going to be pretty neat. And folks should make every effort to go down to Martinsville and see. It's called Chinosaurs, interestingly. It's going to be fun.
That's pretty cool that this, one of the best natural history museums in the world, in America here, is in Virginia, because you may not know, the very first natural history museum in the South was actually in Charlottesville at UVA, what is now Brooks Hall, right near the Rotunda. 1876 was the first natural history museum in the South.
I had no idea.
They had a big stuffed mastodon in there for a long time.
Well, Virginia is leading the way. I mean, the Virginia Museum of Natural History is an affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution. I mean, that's a very high mark of its value. And it's the only collections-based, the one in Martinsville, it's the only collections-based research natural history museum between Washington and Florida. So it's really a very, very special place, and folks should go.
Secretary of Natural Resources Preston Bryan is our guest. We've got a couple of minutes left. There is a big event coming up in April in beautiful Lexington, formerly my home, at VMI. Tell us about this.
Right. Just down the road from you in Lexington is going to be the annual Environment of Virginia Conference. And this will be the 18th year. It's held at VMI. And folks can go to the website environmentva.org. environmentvirginia.org, but environmentva.org, and see all about it. It's April 10, 11, and 12, and it's such a big deal that last year at the 17th annual event is where Governor Kaine unveiled for the first time ever exactly what his environmental and natural resources agenda was going to be for his 4 years. He did so at the Environment Virginia Conference at VMI last year. It's where he plopped down his goal to have to conserve an additional 400,000 acres of land over the course of his four-year term. What I'm going to do this year, the governor's not going back this year, but I'm going to go back, and usually be about 800 people in attendance over the 3 days, for the entire 3 days. And so I'm going to basically take the governor's speech and all that he laid out last year and provide an update. The governor said he wanted to conserve 400,000 acres. This is what we've done to date. And the governor had a number of other things, markers he put down in his speech, and I'm going to report back. I mean, we're all about accountability, so I want to report back and tell folks exactly where we are and what kind of progress we're making.
Now, I know there wasn't enough money in this in the budget that came out of the Assembly that the governor had requested for that additional land. Are one of the amendments that we might expect more money to preserve land in Virginia?
Well, the governor did put down a $20 million initiative to help conserve land in Virginia so that we can embark properly on his 400,000 acre goal. The legislature did cut that significantly. It's for the governor to reveal what his amendments are going to be, but I think it's fair to say that land conservation remains a very, very high priority of the governor. So, again, his amendments to the budget bill are due out no later than March 26, just like amendments to any other piece of legislation. And so the governor will be releasing his amendments over the course of the next week.
And there are going to be a lot of headlines from that. That's going to be interesting.
I'm sure there will be.
Secretary Preston Bryant is Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us each month to update us about progress in his office. Thank you so much, Preston. We appreciate it.
Coy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.